Staying in Europe, we turn now to Spain, which right now suffers from Europe's highest unemployment rate, with nearly one in four people out of work. The country has dipped back into recession, and layoffs are on the rise. But there's one organization that's still hiring, the Catholic Church. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid on a savvy campaign by some bishops to recruit new priests from the swelling ranks of Spain's unemployed.
The 2.5-minute video starts with words emerging from a smoky background.
¿Cuántas promesas te han hecho?
How many promises have they made to you which haven't been fulfilled, a voice asks. Then a young priest pops up.
Yo no te prometo un gran sueldo.
I don't promise you a big salary, he says. I promise you a permanent job. Young priests speak into the camera one after another, mixed with footage of them marrying people, praying over a hospital bed and to a man behind bars.
No te prometo que vayas a tener grandes lujos.
I don't promise luxuries, another priest says. I promise your wealth will be eternal. The video, released last month, is part of the Catholic Church's attempt to capitalize on Spain's poor economy to boost its otherwise dwindling numbers. And it appears it's had some initial success. Enrollment in seminaries here rose 4% last year, compared to falling 25% over the past decade. Bishop Josep Ángel Saiz Meneses commissioned an ad agency to help create this video and says he's thrilled with the result.
Durante dos días creo que fue el video más visto.
For 2 days, this was the most watched video in Spain, with hundreds of thousands of downloads. It went viral, and we've had journalists calling us from five continents. Venezuela has even asked for the copyright.
But church attendance is still falling in Spain, and it's tough to find young Spaniards willing to take a vow of celibacy for life, no matter what the economy is like.
I personally don't believe in God, so I wouldn't do that.
18-year-old Guillermo Fique and his friends skateboard off curbs in front of Madrid's soaring cathedral. An iPod blasts Spanish hip-hop, and his friend improvises a rap about corruption and banks. The jobless rate here is more than 50% for youth. Still, Guillermo says there's no chance he'd consider the seminary.
Why would you want to be a priest? I mean, in jail you get free food at also.
Even the bishop acknowledges it's a hard sell for today's youth.
No creo que ningún joven entre al seminario.
I don't think any youngster is really going to enter the seminary just for job security. That idea came from the marketing people. They put it in as a bit of provocation, to grab your attention, to shock you, and get you to watch the video.
And it worked for that. But the bishop says Europe's debt crisis could help his recruitment drive in another way. He's targeting people bewildered by bailouts and unemployment, people searching for what's really important. It's something even economists note about people in a recession.
They pass from a materialist to a post-materialist phase, where they start thinking more about quality of life, the meaning of life.
Gail Allard is a professor at Madrid's IE Business School.
The good thing about crisis is maybe that it awakens this other side of us and helps us to kind of step off the treadmill a bit and think about why we're here, you know, besides just paying a mortgage.
As for whether the church will benefit from that, Bishop Meneses shrugged.
Bueno, eso lo veremos el año que viene.
We'll have to see next year's numbers, he says. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
You're listening to NPR News.